Enjoy.
Good evening, North State. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and you're listening to Talk Radio with James Mazzotta.
And oh, and this is Rhonda Alvey from Joy Magazine.
She's busy. She's
hello.
She's busy doing social media for the show, so forgive her. And this is North State Now, actually, with
yes.
us with the Enjoy Hour. Hopefully none of you have, passed out in the heat and haven't gotten into some cool radio listening.
It's been a little bit crazy.
Yeah, you know me. I'm a complainer when it comes to heat. I was going to say it's the one thing, but then I thought, you know what, I'm going to catch myself because there's a lot of things I complain about. So, but the heat being numero uno for me, so it's going to be a real, real tough one tomorrow setting up for movies in the park.
Oh, that's not going to be.
It's supposed to be 111 from what I saw. But the nice thing is we're on the Civic Center lawn, and as soon as that sun goes down, for whatever reason, I think it might be the river, we start to get some cool air that comes across the parking lot from Turtle Bay.
I think it is.
And then
the
grass changes from being kind of, you know, hot and smoldery because it's wet.
Yeah,
or not wet,
kind
but,
of
you know,
sticky. It
cools off real fast, and then it's amazing. And we try to get the screen up early because then it's like that thing, you know, from 2001 Space Odyssey, that big black monolith that creates this big shadow that casts across the lawn. And you'll see literally everybody that shows up to see the movie, right? They're all sitting in one little square, and that's the shadow of the screen. But I just reached out to NetSound, and he delivered two of those big, gigantic water-cool fans.
So I
rented those so that we can have air movement. So
that'll be nice.
Yeah, for the workers.
Tomorrow night's going to be,
So tomorrow night, since we always kick off this first few minutes before we introduce our first guests, we always talk about things that are going on in the community. And what better time than to just jump right into it and talk about one of the events that we love most because we put it on, and that's Movies in the Park. So we will be tomorrow night at the Civic Auditorium lawn showing Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, fun movie.
Yeah.
And maybe before you go, you can go to the IOOF hall. They are going to, they're actually going to reveal the mini murals that are going to be on the side of the building, which are all amazing. And then they are also opening up.
They're revealing them? Or are they actually putting them in place?
They're actually putting them up today.
So, oh, cool.
And then the Art Hunger starts tomorrow night.
Yep.
It's the kickoff, and it's going to be running through August. There's a different theme, I believe, each month, and they're going to be rotating, and this is art. This is art that you actually want to buy.
Yeah.
So it's
and
just
it is
amazing.
From, able to be bought, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I can't remember how many different artists, 50, I think, something like that, and they're from all over. There's some artists from San Francisco that are displaying their work, and it's going to be a really great event. Tomorrow is the kickoff, and at the IOOF Hall, and it goes from 5 to 8.
So do they call it the IOOF Hall, or do they just call it the IOF Hall?
Well, it is the IOOF Hall.
No, I know, but I'm trying to just remember when I hear people talk about it.
Because it's a lot easier to just not say that second O.
So for those of you that don't know, the IOOF Hall is located in the new section of downtown on the new thoroughfare.
And I believe it's the oldest building downtown.
It just was repainted, and it's a really cool place that's been purchased and upgraded, and it's going to be used for all kinds of community activities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even if you are a person and are interested in doing something, you need to reach out to them because there's a lot of opportunities that they're going to be sharing that building with the public to be able to do. So super cool. Obviously, food trucks at the park will be happening, so you could go there and grab a meal and then get over to the Civic Auditorium lawn to watch Napoleon Dynamite. You could bring your food with you if you wanted, or you could eat there and then come on over. What else? You guys have volunteers. Riverfront Playhouse is looking for you.
We're going to open. Finally going to open in September. We're going to open with Clue, and I believe the grand opening is going to be on the 17th. I think that's a Friday.
Yep.
Of September. So we're super, super excited. And
good for you.
It's
just been tragic. Really,
it's been tragic. Because for
you guys
all
have
this
absolutely gorgeous new building.
I mean, even like the Cascade and Axiom, they've been just itching to open. It's just been awful. So, you know, and we can't make money. So we just moved into we moved into that building in March of last year, and we could never do anything except put everything together
except
and wait.
Shovel payments out to the bank on the new building.
Yeah, and freak out about having to pay our bills.
I know.
Man, but it's been crazy and stressful, but we are super, super excited to finally be able to open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, too, the next Friday night is going to be movies at the, again at the Civic, and I just wanted to shout out because I'm working feverishly to get the Star Wars Ranch Troupe out. We're going to be showing the original Star Wars, and we're going to hopefully have lots of characters in costume there, the Jedis and Princess Leia and Stormtroopers. But we also have 150 lightsabers that are coming that will be given to the first 150 people that come to the movie, and we're going to have a transfer ceremony of some sort so that you can become a Jedi and your lightsaber will be given to you by Star Wars characters.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to Disneyland with my grandkids next week.
I'm so jealous.
They cannot wait to see Star Wars stuff.
Well, I was there, and it's amazing, and I literally would have, would have found a way to move in. We left 4 or 5 days before the premiere ride opened.
Oh.
So we got to do the Millennium Falcon one and stuff, but the big one that's all the, you know, it's like you fly to another planet and all that stuff. I have not got to see that. I'm jealous for you. But what's interesting is you're going to be taking a very inexpensive flight with everybody down to...
Yes. I was so excited about
Burbank
that too.
On Reading's newest leg of flights out of our beautiful airport, and that's going to be an incredible segue.
Yeah, we're
into
really excited. Yeah,
our first guest.
Yes,
so we're going to take our first break, and then when we get back, we'll introduce you to our first guest, which you'll then understand what we're talking about. So go get a nice drink, turn on the fan, sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Enjoy.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM Talk Radio, and this is North State Now.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
So nice to be here.
It is so nice
in
to be here.
In this nice air conditioning.
I'm sitting right under the vent. It's awesome. So when we left for our break, we were talking about you going to Disneyland and how jealous I am. Hey, actually, when do you go?
We're leaving Tuesday. We're going to be in Disneyland Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You're going to be there with Gianno.
Oh, really?
Gianno leaves next Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is he flying out of Reading Airport?
I don't know, really, honestly. I don't even know where he's flying out of. Him and a bunch of his Dutch bro friends are going.
Very cool. Maybe we'll run into him.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
You can't miss him. He's a giant.
I'm excited. Yeah.
But we were talking about that you've taken advantage of these really very reasonable flights out of Reading's airport with our new carrier, and they fly in back and forth between Reading and Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
And excitingly enough, that's our segue, right, to go into to introduce Jim Wadley, who is the, what is your official title? You're the general manager?
I'm the airports manager for the city of Reading.
There you go. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I met you several years back. You had just recently moved to town, and and your family were out at Movies in the Park.
Yes, and we really enjoyed that, by the way.
And you introduced yourself, and you know, you can just tell that you're a really great, great person, great husband, great father, very grounded, intelligent, you know, all those things you can see in you pretty easily. And so from there, we just kind of started talking, and over time have forged a friendship, both in just individuals, but also through business and watching you, you know, tirelessly transform what we have as an asset here in Reading as an airport and really turn it around and make it what we have today. And you came in today with a big grin on your face and showed me your phone, the security cam pictures of the airport last Tuesday or this Tuesday, Thursday, whatever
just
it was.
This last Tuesday?
Yeah. And it's like nothing I've ever seen. And it was literally
packed.
People
wow.
coming and going on all these extraordinary hubs that we've had and things to come. So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I moved to the area just over 2 years ago. I had applied for the airport manager position. I was going to come up anyway. I was eyeballing Reading area for about 3 years prior. So I knew it was, you know, warm in the summer but I really like the area, and I like to do a lot of adventuring and
true.
And I just fell in love. And when the position opened up, it was almost like the star aligned, and, you know, I put my hat in, and I didn't think I'd, you know, be looked at, but I made the interview, you know, the short list, and, you know, next thing I know, I'm in front of the city manager. And so, you know, I was very, you know, humbled to be offered that position, and because it's a pretty big responsibility.
It's huge.
There's a lot of work to do in airports, and things change all the time. Things are updated, and you know, my background is mostly I did 5 years radar air traffic control in the Marine Corps, and I did active duty. And before that, I worked for Continental Airlines as a ramp agent, just loading narrow body aircraft and wide body aircraft. And that's kind of how I fell in love with aviation. So. Mm-hmm. I went to the military, and I got some experience. And when I got out, ended up working for San Mateo County for almost 10 years. And I started in the trenches as a part-time, non-benefited, no guarantee of hours. And I promoted pretty quickly, like five times in my first 4 years, and ended up being the interim airport manager for all of 2012. And I didn't put my hat in for the permanent position because at the time I would put in 14-hour days, 6 days a week, and I'd come home and I'd hang my keys. And it was one day my kid came up, and 3-year-old, and latched on my leg and said, "I miss you. I always miss you." And that just broke my heart. So I didn't apply. I said, "It's not my time." So then I end up, you know, bumping back to number two, and I was there for a little bit. And then Palo Alto, an opportunity came up for that airport, and I knew the manager there, and I asked him, I said, "Hey, you need an operations manager?" Because that airport changed hands from county to city. It was always the city's airport, but the county operated for them. But it came back to the city. And so I basically fast-forwarded that airport. I put an airport division together and helped build the projects. And we ended up doing tens of millions of dollars in a short amount of time and just really reconstructing that airport, basically building a new airport in the Bay Area. And that was when this position opened up. And I was like, I got to go for it. So my background is really strong capital projects and airport operations and management. But what was different about here is air service. So,
or the lack thereof.
Yeah, we didn't have much, and it's hard because, you know, the airlines, they want to put their limited resources where they're most profitable. And Reading, you know, you can make money there, but you can sometimes make more somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had a puzzle to figure out. I'm like, why are we not doing as good as I think we should? We have a really large catch basin here, like 285,000, if not 300,000. And, you know, we only retain about 12 to 14%. And it's got to be a way to change that. And so I wanted to, you know, figure that out. There's a lot of intricacies with this. But one thing I figured out real quick, I mean, I was people watching my first week downstairs. And
airports are great for that.
Yeah. But I just wanted to see the experience. I wanted to see, okay, does security represent us well? I saw some reviews before I applied, and I just wanted to check it out for myself. And how does TSA represent, you know, the airport as well? And because sometimes they can make or break an experience, and they did well too. And but then I was watching folks as they're in the hold room, and they look bored as can be, and they're, you know, it's just like, I got to change the experience. I've got to do something. And then I'm thinking about, you know, okay, the flights are delayed a lot. I'm like, okay, reliability is a big deal.
Well, that's hard. That's a hard thing to control, considering that usually, you know, in and out of Reading is, I think, you know, I mean, we have weather, but pretty easy. But it's the other side, San Francisco.
Right. Well, and it's a great airport too, because when I would go around to the Rotaries and they would ask, you know, why SFO? And I had to ask myself that too, but I figured out it's the perfect stage length, mm-hmm. For them to make money. Even if they're not 80%, you know, load factor, even if they're in the 70s, you know, they're happy with that because it's so short. The operational costs are not as much as something like LA. And so when I got here, the LA service was pretty fresh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the community put up $1 million revenue guarantee. And that, you know, that a lot of people were uneasy about that, but that's really an important mechanism to offer an airline as a insurance kind of policy to let that flight mature. Mm-hmm. So that they can continuously fill the seats.
Yeah.
Cause with something that's further than SFO and it's a good distance, they have more cost. So, that ended up doing exactly what it was supposed to do, and we had about 79,000 left to play with, and that's being kind of reworked to help advertise the new stuff that we have. But nevertheless, you know, it shouldn't stop there, and I wanted to see what else. And so the airport would traditionally spend about 15,000 to 30,000 on some studies and have a consultant prepare reports and just kind of figure out what can we do. Well, I doubled down on that in 2020, and we did 60,000. Just to kind of just look at more things and present that data to the airlines. You know, we go to headquarters meetings. We meet them at the air service development conferences. And, you know, you just have to keep up that dialogue. And with our air service development team, which consists of Economic Development Corporation. So Tony Giovanello for a while was doing that. Now Todd Jones. Mm-hmm. Tony's still involved. But also our consultant, myself, my boss, Chuck Auckland, the director of public works. And, you know, just keeping up that dialogue, sharing information, showing them that we're serious and that, you know, Reading is ready. And, you know, we ended up, I was really tickled to death when I heard that, Well, let me back up. Last fall, we were contacted by a new airline. At the time, it was Extra Airways, and they wanted to get some information about the airport, and that kind of piqued my interest. So I got involved right away, and I kept up that dialogue. And, you know, it didn't get a lot of good, you know, feel-good vibes from the consultant. They, like, that's not a signatory airline. You know, they probably just be here for a year and then they're gone. Nevertheless, I have to try, right? So I had to keep up that dialogue. I had to show them, look, this is a good market for you. You can, their niche was ultra low cost. And I'm like, this is exactly what Reading is looking for, because we get a lot of feedback about how expensive the flights are.
Exactly.
So this was something I just had to look into. And so I kept up that dialogue. They end up changing their name to Avelo. They're still using the operating certificate for Extra, but that's what a lot of airlines do. And you know, we end up on a short list, and I still kept pushing, you know, to, you know, try to show how, what I wanted to do different. I understood that they wanted to, you know, do what's called a per turn agreement. They wanted to pay for just a small chunk of time, just like a use fee. And, that's different than what Alaska and United want. They want their counter. They don't want to share. They pay exclusive use. And these guys, they want to be able to just pay for 2 hours, 3 days a week, and that's it. Get in, get out, and pass the savings on. And I'm like, this is great. We're not doing this. We need to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that ended up, you know, materializing, and they started May 20th, and they're full. It's great service.
This is the new flight to Hollywood Burbank.
Yeah, and it's great. And so I think with it being other than daily, I think it'll be a successful thing. They do want to be ultimately daily, but that's going to take some time.
Sure.
And then, of course, we have actually tonight is the first arrival for Alaska Airlines coming from Seattle. And tomorrow's the inaugural celebration. It's the first departure. And we're actually going to get the meatball. It's the old retro Q400. It's got the old paint scheme, and it's highly sought after, and they're going to bring it here.
That's an airplane?
It's an airplane, Q400. It's a 76-seater, and you know, they're going to start daily service to Seattle International.
The meatball.
And it's a fantastic air service option, because it's low cost.
Yeah,
they're $95 each way, and that's pretty good deal. You can still get
when I think about it, that is what it costs me to fill up my truck or my wife's
right.
car. No, I mean we pay my truck anywhere from 89 to 110 bucks to fill up my truck, right? And if I drive it to Sacramento, I'll get there fine, but I'll have to fill up on the way home.
Yeah,
right. So there's my ticket right there.
Yeah.
Not to mention that when I fly back to Sacramento after a trip, the last thing I want to do is get in a car and drive 2 hours.
Right.
I don't do well with that. I'm solar powered. So when it's nighttime, I don't want to drive 2 hours to get back here. I'd like to just drive 15 minutes. But, you know, this is really cool, because Seattle's a really big hub. You can reach the whole distribution from Seattle, and that's 99 options, 99 destinations or connections. And, you know, what's also cool is, right here at your home airport, you know, using Alaska, you can also benefit from their One World Alliance with 13 other airlines, and you can reach over 1,000 destinations worldwide.
Yeah.
So it's also really
cool. So as we speak tonight, we have a direct flight from Reading to Seattle. We have one from Reading to San Francisco. We have one from Reading to L.A., and we have one from Reading to Burbank.
Yeah, we actually have three to San Francisco.
Really?
So we always had three flights a day. Mm-hmm. And with the pandemic, we went down to one, and we lost the LA service, which I was hoping we'd keep that one, if anything. But we ended up getting it back. So when things started picking back up, we had the 150-seater. Then we ended up with a 70-seater, and we were still filling those up. And recently, you know, in earlier this month, we traded one 70-seater for 350s. Now, it could, you know, be a market where we still get a 70 coming back at maybe the early flight. And so it's because people are actually filling the seats, and it's a good market. They like that two cabin, like the first class.
Sure.
So, and then, you know, the LA service came back. So we have the three SFOs, the LAX, now that Burbank, Hollywood Burbank, and then now Seattle. So there's a lot of flight options. And so, you know, like we've been talking, I just want to have the community really embrace this new air service, because it'll be around so long as we use it.
Well, and the adage, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah,
right.
It's true, and I'm seeing a lot more. So when I first started, it was about 12 to 14% retention of our catch basin. Then with that LA service, it grew to like 16.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, we see about 18%, and that was before Avalo in Alaska. So probably now we're going to be in the 20s. And these are just great numbers, great indicators. And one of my goals is to have at least 50% of this catch basin using their local airport.
Sure.
That's a reasonable goal.
Well, the whole same adage, too. You know, obviously our business, Enjoy Magazine, is about, uplifting and using and honoring and all that local, regional, right? Mm-hmm. Our store is the same thing. Our store is filled with products that are made locally and regionally.
Yeah.
And the airport is in the same thing. I mean, again, this is a conscious choice for some in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then once I think you have the experience, you'll realize, you know, what a fool you were for going to Sacramento.
But for driving.
I used to do it and still do it all the time, so I get it. But we have to make a conscious choice to make those changes and to really support local because, again, this is a lot of hard work, I know, over the years listening to you have gone into getting where we are now. You know, and so now we just need to make it happen and make it work. You know, and how easy is it just if you even wanted to not even bring your car to just call an Uber up and just have them dump you at the front and you're like literally almost on board already.
There's a lot of charm with flying out of Reading.
There
really
is. It's
going to
be so nice. That 2 hours, I hated it.
When the flights overlap like they're doing this month, and I think that next month it's going to change and get better without the, you know, there won't be as much overlap. I'm looking at trying to make sure that our efficiencies with TSA are there as we have a single lane. So I want to try to make it so that there's two lanes
mm-hmm.
and speed that up.
Yep.
So I'm looking at those changes. I'm looking at doing a terminal remodel and expansion study. These are grant eligible projects.
Yep. Which you're a master of.
Yeah.
Grant writing.
I don't even know how many tens of millions of projects I've done in 20 years, but it's definitely something I love to take advantage of because if you don't ask for it, you don't get it.
Right.
And without these grants, we cannot do what we do.
Yeah.
And so as an airport enterprise fund, we are a separate fund from the general fund. We operate like a business. And if our services aren't great, then people aren't here. Right.
Right.
So
yeah.
I am trying to improve our services. My staff is just incredible.
They are
embracing this standard
hard
of excellence.
Working.
And customer service,
mm-hmm.
and it's sometimes difficult for others in the city to understand why we do the effort we do, but it's because it's all about service, and
exactly.
It's important that we do that, and I have to make sure that experience is good for everybody, and I want to hear feedback from the community, and we're doing a lot of things lately. Our Facebook page is getting a little bit more attention, so please follow us on Facebook. And, you know, we've got some projects underway. I'm going to be tearing up the access road here soon. We got a 100% grant that we're expecting next month to fix up that as a first phase of construction. It's $1 million, 100% funded. And it's
awesome.
It's an excellent grant, and it's basically our front curb, so there'd be some curb appeal, no kidding. and then pretty soon with the Eagle Scout project that we were selected for, we're going to have a brand new flagpole. It's going to be gorgeous. There's going to be a military monument with every branch, a seal from every branch of the military, and we'll have veteran parking behind that. So really, really cool stuff coming. We're not even close to done. We're going to try to go for phase two, and if we can get 100% funding for that, that's $4 million. And it's a really low priority project, and I'm trying to do things a different way. There's a strategy behind that. But then some of these other projects, like I'm trying to do a study on the runway. We're actually underway with it right now, just to take care of the runway and just keep those projects going, keep this runway ready, mission ready for anything that comes its way, whether it's military, fire attack, air service, training.
And you forget about all that, the fire need here, right?
Oh, yeah.
The airport, how key it is to just saving
in the
land, life,
yeah.
whatever.
In the middle of everything we do, we still have that we have to work around. So we go into irregular operations, and it's a regular dialogue we have to have.
Yeah.
And but it's really incredible to have all these little pieces in synchronization.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. It's awesome to be part of. And there's so many good people out there that you know, are just good at what they do. They have so many skill sets.
We need to take our first break, or actually it's not, it's our second break, sorry. But you can read more about all the great things that Jim and his team are working on out at the airport in this month's June issue of Enjoy Magazine, starting on page 26. There's a whole article here that we got to do, and we appreciate you doing that with us. Real quick, right before we just slide out, word on the street is you're working on another route. Is that true?
I'm never done. So I have some things up my sleeve that I'm working on, and I definitely want.
That's a long sleeve if you can hide an airplane up there.
we'll see. I mean, who knew we'd have a 737 800 series coming in, going to Burbank, ultra low cost. You know, you never know what's next. Yeah. But you know, this community wants options. They want to see other things, and the competition's good, and options are good. So there's a lot of value.
I would like something heading east.
Yeah.
Right? Because we go north, south, and west now.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. We did apply for a grant to get, United to fly to Denver. So we
need
that same revenue guarantee, except this is going to be mostly Department of Transportation funds. But that would be a game changer. I've always said
you could go anywhere now, north, south, east, or west, right?
Eastbound, it's got no capacity issues. In fact, it's growing. And, and United is getting a lot of those gates. They're getting a lot more 70-seater aircraft, which is our niche. And that is, we have a really good application. We'll find out this fall. And that service, if we are selected, starts next summer.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jim, for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll introduce you to our next guest. Sit back and relax. Enjoy.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, North State. You're listening to the Enjoy Hour on North State Now, and this is 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And we love having you here on this very hot Thursday evening. So it is 6:39, and we have our next guest standing by. This is going to be a call-in. I will turn it over to you, Rhonda, to introduce our next guest, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. Well, we have Chris Van Horn from California Conservation Corps, and he is here to talk about the program, and he's going to also talk a little bit about recruitment. So are you there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks so much for having me on, and it's great to be on. We were featured in the magazine last September. It was a great article, and it's great to join you on the air here today.
Thanks for holding with us.
Yeah, thanks for holding. It's great to have you. Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about California Conservation Corps. The story, and it's really actually very informative, but why don't you tell us in your words?
Well, you know, some people say we're the best-kept secret in California. Not a lot of people know about the California Conservation Corps, although we've been around for more than 40 years. We are a state agency. Really, we're a youth work development program. So it's a great stepping stone for 18 to 25-year-olds, U.S. military veterans up to age 29, looking to earn some scholarship money, trying to figure out what you want to do with life. You know, we ask our Corps members to sign up for a year of paid natural resource work, so you get a lot of hands-on experience, certifications, and our Redding Center has a lot of really great opportunities, really awesome project work they do. We like to say that if you hike the trail in California, there's a pretty good chance the CCC has worked on it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And our folks in Redding certainly do a lot of work, especially in Redding, too. They've been doing some fuel reduction near the Sacramento River Trail recently, helping rebuild the Buenaventura Trail. A lot of cyclists like to use that kind of on the west side of town. And we're also working on some ADA trails a little to the east in the Plumas Eureka State Park area. And we certainly have openings at Redding right now, a couple weeks away from the next training. And, you know, if you know somebody who's 18 to 25 trying to, you know, finish their high school diploma maybe, get some college scholarship money, or just trying to out for a new experience, the CCC is a great place to kind of figure life out a little bit, and our core members, you know, really enjoy and take pride in the work they do, and it's really a great program. If you've ever seen our core members out there and talked with them at a project site, they are all incredibly awesome, the work that they're doing.
Uh-huh. What kind of, just question, because I know nothing, and I find this awesome and fascinating, is it 5 days a week? Is it like you show up in the morning? Is it like a regular job for the year?
Yeah, absolutely. So typically at our Redding Center, they work 4 10-hour days.
Okay.
So you roll in pretty early, you know, around 6, 7
a.m. Well, that probably beat the heat.
Yes, exactly. And so for 10 hours a day, they're out there working on various projects. Our motto is hard work, low pay, miserable conditions, and more.
I love that.
It's been around for more than 40 years, so it's a little old school, but you know, the work is hard. It is physical labor at times. We do work in the heat, safely, of course. And, you know, we say the pay is more reasonable and fair than low these days. But that's been the slogan since 1979.
I love it, though.
Yeah, it's a little bit of truth in advertising because it isn't easy work. You're building trails with hand tools. We have a firefighting crew partnered with Cal Fire at the Redding Center. So, you know, they were out on a fire. I think it was the Rock Fire yesterday, helping, secure the perimeter there and keeping our neighborhoods and really the firefighters on that crew, their neighborhoods safe. And so it's a really awesome program.
Well, something like this, you're building character, and really you can't put a dollar amount on that. And I know it sounds probably a bit cliche, but realistically, you know, I have three boys, and we drill in them the concept of hard work and taking, you know, responsibility and honoring what it is that they're working on or who they're working for. And, you know, yeah, money is important. We all need it to survive. But, you know, once in a while to build the spirit and do something that's hard work and seeing results and giving back can change your mental state and you know, your life and put it on a different trajectory than it might have been.
Absolutely. And I always tell folks, you know, you're not going to get rich in the CCC financially, but you're going to get rich in experiences.
Yeah.
because you're working in maybe mountain communities you've never been to. We have another crew out of Siskiyou County in Wairika. We caught up with them in the Bay Area. Many of them had never left, you know, really the far north state, and now they're working in parks in central California. So there's a really cool mix of being able to travel a little bit, having that community impact, whether it's staffing the fire base camps when we do have wildfires or rehab. We did a lot of work after the car fire, kind of rehabbing the area there in Redding. So
it sounds it sounds like a great program if somebody were also just even toying with the idea of wanting to do some type of work with, you know, Cal Fire or fire stuff, because, I mean, it kind of gets your feet wet and you get a little bit of taste of it. Exactly. And if you liked it, then you can come out after your year and then apply and go into, you know, a program to do that.
Yeah. There's not many places where you can, like, you know what, I'm going to try being a wildland firefighter, right? You gotta work up and, you know, usually pay for a lot of the courses. We pay you to learn and to train and to get these certifications. And if you don't like it, you know, it's still a great experience, and you can use that personal growth and development toward whatever your career might be. So it really is a great experience. But if you are looking for, like, to launch your firefighting career, the CCC is a great way to do it. We have alums all over the North State that work for various Cal Fire units. And so it's a great stepping stone if you're looking to launch a career or just kind of figure out your life, like you were saying.
Yeah. Is it a year program, or is it a couple years? What is it?
Yeah, so we ask when corps members sign up that they commit to a full year. They can stay for as long as three if they show leadership qualities and skills. And we do, usually our average length of stay is about 9 months. So, you know, folks go back to school a lot of the time, or maybe they find a job because they've met a project sponsor who wants to hire them. That happens a lot, too.
And how, if somebody was interested, how do they find out about it?
Well, it's real simple. Just head to our website. It's ccc.ca.gov. There's all kinds of information there. You can get to the local Redding Center webpage, and it kind of talks a lot about what Redding specifically does, which is a lot of really great work and diverse project work. So the website's the great place to find us. We're also on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube as well. If you search California Conservation Corps, but
ccc.ca.gov. Yep. And you can also find a story that we did in September of last year
on our website, on the
issue website. So we really appreciate you being here, Chris,
and giving
us this information. I think it's a great program.
I appreciate the time, and we always like talking about
what you do.
Our program can do for folks there in Redding.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you so much.
I love your passion.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, and have a good rest of your week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That sounds like a really cool thing, right?
I
love that. All right. So we're going to take another break, and when we get back, we'll introduce you to our final guest of the evening. And so we're heading down the hour as quick as fast.
I know.
It's like just
so fast,
right? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
To celebrate the Papa Bear in your life, the popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner. It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to North State again. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is the North State Now Hour with Enjoy Magazine. And we are in our final segment of the show. Save the best for last, right?
Right? Right.
Anyway, so this is a current article that we have, again, in the Summer Vibes, Fun in the Sun, June 2020 magazine. This was a really good issue, by the way, Rhonda. I love it. I love the cover. And it's called Good Connections, Plug In to Drop In Reading. And why don't you introduce us to our guest, and we'll talk about this really cool place that we have here in town.
Well, we have one of the co-founders here, Greg Ramsey.
Old-time friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Greg Ramsey is going to tell us a little bit about Drop-In Reading.
Thank you guys for coming. And his wife is here, but she's hiding in the corner. I'm trying to lure her out with snacks.
And she's, we used to work with her.
We've watched you guys for years and years and years, all the really cool things that you've done within our community and all your kids and watch them grow up. And you actually have been in the magazine several times.
Premier issue, actually.
It was the premier issue, right. Yep. And we actually have still gotten feedback from that premier issue almost 15 years later.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yep. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Tell us your newest adventure.
Well, the newest venture is Drop-In, and basically we like to think of ourselves as a third space, basically from your home to your office, a third place to work. Mm. Back about 7 years ago, I was developing and deploying apps, and I was meeting with clients wherever I could meet with them, and I would be meeting at Starbucks or a coffee shop or something like that. And
as many of us do.
We do, and it just was not conducive to what I was selling and what I was doing, and I thought there's got to be a better way. And so co-working has been around for about 15 years in the bigger cities and things, so people understood what that was, which was basically renting a dedicated space, and everybody kind of shared the internet and the rent and things like that. I was looking for something. I didn't want something monthly. I just wanted to literally be able to drop in and work. And so we developed this space where we have 250 megabyte fiber up and down and highest level security. So basically it's just come as you pay as you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on-demand workspace.
And it's located on, what is that, Lake Boulevard?
It's Lake 155 Lake Boulevard East.
Right next to a Starbucks.
Near Starbucks.
Right next to Starbucks.
So you can actually probably get your morning biscuit and your coffee and just
Exactly. In fact, we encourage it, and so people get their coffee and something, and they'll come over and they'll work. And you can work as little as an hour, or you can work the whole day. And we have people, regulars, that are working, you know, monthly.
Mm-hmm. We do have an article on page 56 in this issue. It is spectacular.
It's beautiful.
I mean,
wow.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, what a great... It actually, you know what the funny thing is? I'm going to say this. It's probably funny, but look at the color, Rhonda, of the windows mm-hmm. on the backside inside, and look at the color of the chairs and things. This is very reminiscent of KMS.
KMS
building.
Well, there we go.
Right?
We're going
almost
full
like a
circle.
It's like a, yeah, I'm like, oh my God, this looks like the KMS lobby. This is where we all used to work. Yeah. So, but it's fantastic. I mean, when I look at it and flip through the, and look at the pictures, I'm like, I want it to be my house.
So do I, but I do live there.
Do you ever have it so full that you just don't have space for people?
You know, as with all the businesses this last year, we've opened 2.5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And first year we were just cruising, up. Of course, then last year hit, everything shut down. So we're starting back over and starting back up. So we have busier days and quiet days. We get a lot of travelers. We get about 30% of our people, and that's why we're located right off the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good 30% spot. 30%
of our people come right out of the Bay Area or something. Mm-hmm. What they'll do is they'll tend to leave the Bay Area. They want to come up here and go hiking. They want to see the waterfalls, the trails, the lakes, but they still need to do a little work.
Yep.
So they'll leave a little early, miss the traffic down there, come into our place, work for a day, and then spend the rest of the weekend enjoying Shasta County, which is absolutely beautiful.
I think that's the most brilliant, form of advertising right there. You've already just got your ad bill for you, right?
And we have all sorts of people that work the space from, I like to say, 18 to 80.
Mm-hmm.
We have students. We have CPAs, doctors, attorneys.
Yeah. Go ahead. No,
I was just going to say a fun little story is 2 weeks ago, a gentleman from the Bay Area came up. He said, I need to work for the day. I'm going to do a little bit of Zoom calls here and there. Next thing I know, I'm working in the space. I turn around, and he's got a full robe on, and he was actually doing court from our space.
A robe.
He was the judge.
I thought he changed it to a robe. And
no,
I'm
sorry. I should be clear. It's not that kind of space.
Wow.
So we have people, and they come in and do a lot of Zoom calls. Mm. So we have a Zoom booth. We have a conference room for 10 people. We have a kind of a team meet room for 5.
Mm-hmm.
We have monitors, so you can just bring your laptop, and you can give you a monitor if you want a little bit more real estate.
So me being a person that has not been there, what would be the process for me? Would I call? Would I go online? Would I book?
My wife loves this answer. Yes.
Yes.
So, actually, you don't need to do anything. You can just drop in.
Okay.
It's about a couple minutes to get you onboarded.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you onto our Wi-Fi. We get you into our system.
Mm-hmm.
After you're onboarded, next time you come into the space where you're automatically connected, we just check you in and check you out.
So is that done you've created yourself an entity in the system, so when you walk in and you log in, then they start...
You pay by the hour, and you can buy a bundle of hours to get your pricing down.
So cool.
So
a great idea.
I love that kind of – that's the kind of technology I like, where I just, open the door and walk in, and I'm present. I'm on the system. I'm being billed, right? You know, we were talking – she's going to L.A. to go to Disneyland, and I told her. She's like, how are we going to get there? And I was like, do Zipcar. It's so cool. You just walk out of the airport. You scan for a car. You walk up to it, and it unlocks. You jump in and drive where you want, and you get out and leave the car. And it just charges you. Yeah, right?
And that's what people want. They want convenience.
Right.
It's super simple. We're trying to, make it as least friction as possible.
Yeah. That's so cool. And so what other kind of services? Do you have fax?
Yeah, we do. We have a copier,
fax machine,
things like that for people. People can, scan documents and do things. People do that all the time.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is because of our internet, and of course everybody's internet's getting better, faster.
Yeah.
But we get a lot of people that have huge files to upload.
Yeah.
They're either photographers, videographers, things
right.
like that. They'll literally come in an hour, they've uploaded all these files that they tell me would take 8 to 12 hours at home.
Ooh.
And so we have regulars that do that. Mm-hmm. They just here I am, I got to upload files. They're photographers and things like that.
I know
that
it sounds absolutely corny, but that kind of stuff excites me to watch.
The
progress bar, when you know that there's gigs and gigs and it's moving and you're look at that. So that's cool. I know that Reading has been trying and investing in infrastructure. I've been hearing and seeing and reading that there's fiber now downtown, and you know that kind of stuff is coming in. So it's good. I mean, you need it if you're going to compete on a global scale, right?
Absolutely.
And that's interesting. I'm trying to think of all the reasons. I mean, obviously you met Jim in the lobby when you came in,
right?
And Jim was saying that he might want to do something there with some of the fire crew for airport meeting and stuff. So it's that's really cool. That's cool.
Yeah, we've had some fun guests there and different. We had with PG&E after all the fires, they had drone pilots come in to fly all the lines.
Yep.
One came in one day, the next day there was five, the next day there was 17 of them in there uploading all their files.
Yeah, right.
They needed a place, and they're a rough bunch. They're interesting.
Yeah. Did the place smell like smoke when they left?
No, they weren't in the smoke. But,
no, yeah. Okay.
But we had a lot of, it's been really cool, and then connecting people has
right.
been great.
Very cool.
So very quickly, let us know your website and if there's any, your address.
Yeah, so the website is dropin.mobi, M-O-B-I, which is for mobile.
Mobile, yep. One of those new endings.
One of those new endings, uh-huh. And so we're still working on com. But
yeah, well, you have to. Yeah, that's one, yeah. You always grab the one that you can and the right, and then you spend years circling.
We are jetscott.com.
Yeah. For news from Town Hall. Yeah. Right?
So we are finished for the evening. We appreciate you listening to us, and we'll be here next month at the same time, same place.